Don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Oh, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
Hey, I'm good.
You know what? I send our thoughts out to our friend of the show, BC Jane, who lost her her longtime companion, Clara, her bulldog, her English bulldog, had to put her down today. Trust me, I know that pain. Anyone who has dogs know it's family, and I know Jane loved Clara, so... Our thoughts are with you today, Jane. We have lots to get to. College football all day long. We're going to mix in some NFL at some point. Also, we're going to mix in a little bit more basketball. I'm not quite done with that. People seem to appreciate that yesterday, and I want to talk a little more about that. Let me set the stage. We have to go over the U-Pick'em games. We haven't covered last week's games yet.
We're on this week.
And apparently, Team Road Rage did pretty good last week, pretty well.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we don't talk about that though.
Did you do two ways to win? Because that's what I did.
Yeah, of course. Whatever you do, I do. I went two ways to win. Yes, yes. I went two ways to win. Yes,
yeah, you did.
Yes, you got back to your winning formula last week of two ways to win.
Yeah.
Yes, and benefited from
it. Look what happened.
So, are you asking me? Did I do two ways to win this week? I honestly can't remember. I must have, though. I'm sure I did two ways to win. Why would I not do two ways to win? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about all of that. Before we get to any of that, coming up at 3:20, you know, two-ish, whatever, we will have Jason from Pipeline on with us. Pipeline is the organization which has created the new map poll, mostly accurate poll. Yeah, and so Jason is the architect of that. Jason and his team of techno whizzes. The architect.
You're not on that part.
No,
of the
I'm
team.
Not on the techno part. I'm not, no, I'm definitely not on the techno whiz part of the team. That's a fact. That's funny. Very true. That's why it's so funny.
And I'm guessing they didn't bother to ask you if you wanted to be on the technical part.
No. Yeah. In fact, they sent me like links to stuff. I had trouble just getting in their links. Like,
did you?
Yeah.
Did you
like,
really?
I was, man, simplify this. Yeah, I don't do the techno stuff. That's not my category. So, yeah, but yeah, I did manage to get my picks in sort of the old way at first, but in any case, you know, I think it's an idea whose time has come. It was conceived because of the knucklehead woman who voted for Florida above South Florida and then made her ridiculous comments. It was clear she wasn't actually watching any football. So Pipeline thought it was past time that we put together a poll of people who actually know what they're looking at and watch football. So they invited what they thought was the 15 best people in social media circles to participate, and you know, whether you agree, disagree, whatever, I can promise you that all 15 parties that are voting in this poll actively watch all the games. Again, we're going to have disagreements. I mean, without question. Jason right now has Georgia higher than I do, and maybe after this week I'll elevate Georgia. I just need to see another step in their progress. But, you know, again, I think it's pretty clear in what we discussed the other day, and I think it's still true, that I don't think we know much about many of these teams. You know, I put Miami first. I believe I addressed this. I put Miami first because they're the only team that's beaten three real opponents. I don't care what you think of their opponents. I don't care what's happened to them since. But they've played Notre Dame, played and beaten, Notre Dame, South Florida, and Florida. Okay, that's three real teams. No one else has played three real teams. Nobody that I can find. Let me rephrase that. None of the contending teams, all right? None of the top 25-ish teams. You can find outliers who have, you know, but of those teams near the top, there are a lot that have played one or none. You know, you can make a case that neither Penn State nor Oregon has played anybody. And you'd probably be right. So, you know, it's as I said, this is a difficult proposition at this point in the year. You know, I've always been somebody who's sat in here with a critical eye and examined other people's polls, you know, and maybe criticized them or whatever. Or maybe applauded them. I don't know, as the case might be. And I think some things are obvious, others less so. But I also think that at this point in the season, you're still in the acquiring information point. And there are just certain assumptions you either are willing to make or you don't make. And what I sort of found frustrating doing it myself is that it's hard to be consistent. You want to be consistent. In other words, you want to look at all these teams and see if this makes sense to you, Mona. You want to look at all these teams and apply the same logic, all right? The same logic to your ranking. In other words, you know, you want to credit a Miami at this point because they have taken on played three real teams. You know, they went OC and scheduled real teams. They scheduled teams that are sort of geographic rivalries as well. And, you know, they played Notre Dame. So you want to sort of credit them at this point. Whether they go on to be the actual number one team or not is of no consequence right now. It's a snapshot of the moment. I mean, it may be 2 weeks from now, I might not have Miami there. But I think in terms of deserving, I think they're deserving. Now, this is what I mean about it's difficult to be consistent with it. In other words, I labeled Miami deserving based on what they've done, more deserving than the others, and so I made them one. Without regard for my feelings, one way or the other. You know, this is one thing I can absolutely promise. I will never let my personal feelings about a player or a team, positive or negative, influence the things I say. If you're doing that, you really should recluse yourself. Just step away. I will never do that. I just judge it by what my eyes and mind tell me. And so, you know, I put Miami there because, again, I think that to this point they deserve it. Now, I was sort of horrified by watching Carson Beck's last performance. Horrified. I thought he was absolutely hideous, and he still worries me. I think he has put the ball in danger in every single game, and he worries me. I know his stats were good early on, but he constantly puts the ball in harm's way. He concerns me. But the two reasons I went with Miami are, one, they're the only team that's played three real teams, and two, I think to this point in the year, clearly, and this may change, but I think to this point in the year, clearly, they have the best combination of offensive and defensive line in America. And I thought they might before the year. And oh, by the way, I, I also this issue of preseason beliefs. All right. I've thrown that away too. I throw it away when I pick games in the contest too. You have to abandon your preseason beliefs. If you hold on to those, you will lose every time. You'll be wrong and you'll lose every time. What you believe preseason is of no consequence. You're not trying to work backwards and make sure that your preseason prognostications are accurate. You're trying to win now. And so you have to abandon that. You know, when there's evidence that what you believe preseason is not accurate, you have to just abandon that, to be fair. So, but then you run into this dilemma, all right? And this is what I talked about that it's basically impossible to be consistent at this point in an evaluation of teams in a poll. And what I mean by that is, as I indicated, the reasons I put Miami is they've accomplished something. At the same time, I have Penn State and Oregon highly ranked. I don't have Oregon as highly as others, and that may be a mistake on my part. We're going to get to that later. But the reason I have Penn State and Oregon highly ranked is they passed the eye test. Not because of who they've played, because they haven't. They've played nobody. They've played flat garbage. I mean, Penn State's literally played nobody. Oregon has played like the worst P5 teams in America. I mean, Oklahoma State and Oregon State, it's hard to find two worst P5 teams on one schedule. All right, so those two teams have factually played nobody of consequence. Nobody. I mean, Oklahoma State's already fired Gundy. And again, I don't even know who the best team Penn State's played is. I mean, is it Nevada? Is it, they suck. Is it Villanova? I don't even know. I don't even know who the best team Penn State has played. They played, those two teams have played nobody. So here's what I'm talking about, Ramona, in the level of consistency that you'd like to apply, but you can't as yet. Because if I'm giving Miami credit in putting them there at one because they've accomplished something, what have Penn State and Oregon accomplished? What have they accomplished to be ranked at all? Nothing. And so you are basically compelled to employ a mix of things at this stage. There may be some point where, you know, two or three games from now where we can look at all these teams and we'll have a resume of what they've actually done and it will be more fair. But in the interim, until we get to that point, you have to just sort of have this mixed bag of reasons as to why you're ranking teams. And included in that mixed bag is just plain eye test. You know, in other words, do Penn State and Oregon look like top teams? Yes. Did they perform like top teams all last year? Yes. Does last year have anything to do with this year? Not in theory, but until you get to more of the meat and potatoes of these seasons, there has to be some degree of carryover. In other words, we know Penn State and Oregon played for the Big Ten title last year. We know Penn State got to the Final Four. We know Oregon was unbeaten at one point and was the favorite to win the national championship last year at that point. And that was late in the year. We know all those things. All right, so we can't act like we don't. And until you have more actual data points of information, you are basically compelled you can't apply a single set standard to this in selecting the teams. There's just no way to do it. If you did, and you applied the first standard that I use with Miami, then you would be locked into dumping Penn State and Oregon back to, you know, I don't know. I don't even know where you'd put them. Neither team has accomplished a single thing on this season. And yet they're going to play Saturday night in what's maybe the biggest game of the year to date and is going to be probably one of the five biggest games of the college football season in Happy Valley in front of a whiteout crowd. It's going to be enormous. And quite honestly, you know, I say just in terms of predicting games that, you know, my preseason evaluation was Penn State better than Oregon. And I think that was a lot of people's preseason evaluation. But to this point, I'm not sure that's true. And I think I do have some questions about Penn State. They're not related to Franklin. I believe in Franklin. I mean, I've seen what he's done with the program, where it came from. You know, I think I used to hear people talk about Kirby Smart and say he was just another Mark Richt. And I heard that from lots of people. And I didn't believe that. I believe Kirby Smart would go on to win national championships. I think if you look at where Franklin's taken Penn State from, the fact that he beats every team he's supposed to beat. I mean, at Clemson, we used to see Clemson beat every team they were supposed to beat. That was the starting point. You know, Franklin has done that, and that's part of the evolution of the program. I think the reality is when you look at, you know, we talk about, well, losing to ranked teams. Yeah, they lost to ranked teams that were all better than them. And quite honestly, even the last couple of years, Michigan won the national championship, Ohio State won the national championship. These teams were better than Penn State. And yet Penn State was in the neighborhood. And so I think they keep advancing the program forward, and at some point, I think that maybe pays off. All right, we're going to discuss this with Jason at Pipeline, again, the architect of the map poll. And we will get to Jason as soon as we come back from this break. Waltip Tula Road Rage, we'll take a quick break.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of TalkEach's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, TalkEach is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. I always think about your company being a residential tree and shrub company, but from a commercial standpoint, you guys do a great job there as well, right, Eric?
We found that trees don't care where they grow. You know, if it's at your house or if it's at your business, they're still a tree, and we love trees. We love shrubs. In fact, you know, we are the tree care company for Clemson University. So, yeah, we do a lot of commercial work. Big properties, small properties. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Coach Saban here. On the field or on your walls, coverage matters. That's why I go with Behr Marquee Interior Paint and Primer from the Home Depot.
Exceptional hide, advanced stain blocking, and over 1,000 colors to choose from. Behr Marquee delivers one coat coverage that stands up to real life. One coat coverage, no overtime. Behr Marquee, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Collection.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place in the Upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on The Roar.
Fly ball deep right!
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him! Holy smoke!
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. Have you noticed how long our breaks are in the station, Ramona? The absolute sign of success. That's the reality.
Yeah,
it is. Hey, let me tell you about Underdog, and I'll get to my man Jason from Pipeline. Football is back, and Underdog is the best place to make your picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on things like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as a dollar. I, of course, will be all over Underdog this weekend, as I always am. I will have a million picks. Right now, I just have one. Right now, I just have Jeremiah Love higher than his rushing total against Arkansas, because Arkansas's run defense sucks out loud. And I have Green, his rushing yards against Notre Dame's defense, because Notre Dame's defense right now sucks out loud. So that's what I'm in on Underdog right now. But, of course, I will have like 10 times that many soon. Download the app. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina, terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, let me get to my friend Jason from Pipeline, the architect. Jason Pipeline and his techno whizzes of the new map poll, the most accurate poll. Jason, good to have you.
Walt, a pleasure as always, my friend. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah,
and let me just say, I love what you've done with this place.
Well, thank you, Jason. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. You know, so let me start with this, Jason. What was the impetus to do this? I mean, was it something you were thinking about for a while? What was the, or did some particular action the Florida woman push you over the edge? What that nutcase? What or was it her explanation, which was even worse than her selection?
Yeah, so it had kind of been brewing a little bit in my mind, and to your point, she pushed me over the edge. I wanted to throw myself down a flight of stairs when I listened to her explanation. And I know what she was falling back on is, oh, there's lots of voters, and basically my vote doesn't count. Well, if your vote doesn't count, then, you know, go kick rocks. Let someone who really cares about the sport. And that's kind of when I started, it started brewing, and I thought, I know a ton of people on, you know, in our company and in the social media sphere, if you will, including yourself. You were one of the first people I thought about when this came up. Who actually know the games, who actually watch the games. And, excuse me, that was it. And I thought, you know what, we can create a better poll. We can create, like you said, the top 25 map, the most accurate poll in the country, and that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now let's get into the difficulties of it, Jason, because there are some difficulties. You know, we sit there and we talk about other people's selections in other polls, and frequently they are deficient in many different ways. But at this early point in the season, there are some difficulties that you run into. And you know, and when I sat down, I was actually watching the USC game, and I was wondering when I was going to be able to submit my poll, because you know, I was looking for some point in the USC game where I might be able to submit it. It really didn't come. I mean, Michigan State made a little bit of a rally, so I had to sort of hold off a little bit. But the dilemma for me early on is this: it's that it's almost impossible to apply one standard to your selections at this point. Now, in a few weeks, we should be able to do that. But as of now, for example, I don't know what your rationale is. I think you put Miami 1. I put Miami 1. I put Miami 1 for two basic reasons. And by the way, I abandoned everything I thought preseason. I looked at this as a blank slate. I put Miami number right. 1 because they're the only top 25 caliber team that had faced three real opponents. I don't care what you think of Florida or what you think of South Florida. It's of no consequence. They played Notre Dame, South Florida, and Florida. They played three real opponents. They beat them all. And I think to this point of the year, they clearly have the best offensive and defensive lines. So that, to me, at this stage, left Miami 1. But my dilemma, Jason, is I applied a standard to Miami, and I evaluated them versus many of the competitors in terms of, you know, who they played, who they've played, who they've beaten. Have they beaten what I would call real teams? The dilemma is then you get to Penn State and Oregon, and neither one of them have played right. a real team. And so now I'm either forced to just dump them completely or apply a different standard to them. And I think at this point you sort of have to have a mixed bag of standards. And so the standard for Penn State and Oregon, Jason, is basically they pass the eye test until proven otherwise.
Agreed totally, Walt. And, you know, it's hard to judge teams when they play tomato cans. Yeah. Like you said, we know there's talent there on the rosters, but what's going to happen? And furthermore, as the season goes on, we will get even more and more information, more and more accurate. But I'm with you. I put Miami number one. And like I said, we have a ton of heavy hitters as far as college football knowledge goes, elite ball knowers, if you will. And those three wins, I'm not going to count the Bethune win. Of course, that's, you know, just another tomato can for Miami. But those three wins, the sum of them were greater than, let's say, Ohio State. They eked past Ohio State in my poll. And I'm not sure about yours. You know, our formula takes care of all of that. But that was more important and more impressive. Now, I got a little flack. We got a little feedback. Heads were turned when Miami was number one. We're not saying they're going to win it all. We're not saying we're going to bet our life on the Hurricanes. But what we're saying is this point in the season, they have the merit to be ranked number one.
Right. It's just that. I mean, like, Carson Beck sort of horrified me in that last performance, to be honest, and he still worries me.
He's horrified a lot of people throughout the year.
Yes. I don't, including his girlfriend, apparently.
Right. I meant a lot of the offline stuff, but yeah.
I don't trust him completely, but, you know, again, it's you're trying to apply some standard, at least at the top. Now, we go beyond that, and even when you get to Ohio State, you know, their claim to fame right now, Jason, their one claim to fame is either, again, based on the talent and or the fact that they beat Texas, a team that, you know, we all made assumptions about preseason, but a team that has woefully failed to meet those expectations to this point. Arch Manning has not looked good. Whether he's healthy or not is another question. But you know, you almost have to wonder, so what real value does an Ohio State 14-7 win over Texas have when Texas was at the goal line twice? You know, I mean, you know, and obviously that could have had a different outcome. So even there, you know, we're sort of compelled at this point. I think 2 weeks from now, even after this weekend, we're going to have a lot more information than we have right now. And 3 weeks from now or so, this poll should be all over it because we'll have actual data points to analyze.
Right. We have Ohio State going to Washington. Not going to be a tomato can. It's going to be a tough environment. I'm not saying they can't deal with it. I know the line has been steamed down, so if you're an Ohio State fan, that's maybe a little bit concerning. But we'll have that game. We obviously have the whiteout with Penn State, Oregon. One of the teams is going to have to win, so we'll have more information. LSU, Ole Miss, a lot of clarity after this weekend. It's going to be fun.
So I'll ask you, and then we'll turn it around. But just on some of these games this weekend, which are a part of this process, obviously. And by the way, we should say that we have 15 voters as of now. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And that'll probably expand.
And I will say this. This is a little bit behind the scenes. I'm peeling the curtain back a little bit.
Yeah.
I've definitely had people start clamoring to get in. But I'm not just going to be letting everyone in,
right?
This is a very controlled process. I want people that I know ball, watch games. I don't want box score readers.
Yeah.
I don't want someone saying, oh, Ohio State beat Ohio 37-9. Okay, well, it was 13-9 in the third quarter. Did you know that, or did you just look at the final box score? I want people that know. That's what's going to make this the most accurate poll.
Yep, I like it, Jason. Sounds good. I'm glad to be a part of it. You know, on the game between Ohio State and Washington, you know, it's really an interesting game for a number of reasons. One is you can make a case that Washington, in combination, has the better Holy Trinity: quarterback, running back, wide receiver. At least at this point, you can make that case. The other element. Well, let me ask you this: What element of Ohio State concerns you the most?
I think it would be just the inexperience.
What
does Julian say and do in an environment like this? I haven't looked at the weather report. Obviously, up in Washington, sometimes we get the rain and the gray clouds and everything. How does he handle that? How does he handle a raucous crowd? But one thing that does not concern me for Ohio State at all, ever, is Mr. Caleb Downs, maybe the best player in the country.
Yeah.
Just an absolute monster. I had an Ohio State fan message me, and he's a longtime Ohio State fan. He said that he thinks Caleb Downs is the best player that they've ever had. And I thought, wow, that's saying something. But whether that's, you know, hyperbolic or not, absolute monster. But yes, in a raucous environment, if you have to change the play at the line of scrimmage, how does say and handle that?
Yeah, see, I mean, I think that's a legitimate question. That was one of my questions about Ohio State preseason. You can think whatever you want of Will Howard from a year ago, but Will Howard was a really experienced guy. Not experienced at Ohio State, but an experienced player who had seen a lot. And when he got to the playoffs, he was terrific. You know, he absolutely played the best football of his life in the biggest moments. We don't know that answer with Julian Sain yet. There's another thing that concerns me about Ohio State, though, Jason. You know, a year ago, arguably, they had the best backfield in the country, at least this side of Penn State. They were one of the best in Henderson and Juckins. I just don't see that at all on this team. I don't think that Peoples, I don't think that Donaldson, who they got from West Virginia, who's a 4 yards in a cloud of dust guy, who I don't hate, but he just, you had explosiveness in your backfield last year, and I just don't think they have that ingredient. And, you know, and the reason I think this game is interesting is because Washington's only allowing 2.2 yards a carry. Ohio State can't, doesn't have the same backfield, and Washington's only allowing 2 yards a carry.
Well, let's think about this, to your point. Henderson, let's go back to the playoff game, Ohio State, Texas, yep. Right before halftime. We're just going to take a knee.
Yep.
No, we're just going to dump it off to Henderson. He's going to blow up the field for an absolute back-breaking touchdown. Where is that going to come from in this game? And if it doesn't come on the ground, if it doesn't come from the backs, like you said, can Saiyan shoulder that sort of burden?
Yeah, I don't feel real comfortable about this game because I think that from a skill standpoint and a home field advantage standpoint, I think Washington has the pieces to stay with Ohio State, maybe even pull the upset. And I think their run defense has been good. The one question I really have about this game, Jason, that only the game is going to answer, is weight class. You know, in other words, these things look true on paper, but when you put these two teams on a football field, is the totality of Ohio State's roster just that much more talented than Washington? And despite the skill guys, is it just going to be too much Ohio State talent in the end? I think that's what remains to be seen about it. But I'm on the Washington side of it with the points, in part because they're playing at home, in part for the other reasons we discussed. Jason, can you stay a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do that. We'll take a quick break here. Waltip to the Road Rage, joined by my friend Jason from Pipeline. We'll be right back.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their 4 campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're gonna inspect it for free.
Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me get back to Jason from Pipeline, again, the architect of the new MAP poll, most accurate poll, college football. 15 select voters at this point, and was honored to participate in it. Jason, back to the conversation. We're talking about some of the teams. We should tell people you can find Jason and the poll at Pipeline. That's P-Y-P-E-L-I-N-E. On Twitter. Actually, it's at Pipeline underscore, but yep. it's Pipeline. And our first poll, you know, I think produced some interesting results. Obviously, you know, I think it's reasonable to suggest that we still don't know enough about Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, LSU, because their primary win, which was Clemson, has been devalued. Penn State has played nobody. Oklahoma, who now has lost Mateer. I think we knew something about Oklahoma until the Mateer injury. And Florida State, that's played one game. I don't count Kent State or anybody else. They've played one game, and it was a convincing performance. But the one thing that we still don't know about them, Jason, is that there was no film on Castellanos with Malzahn and what that would look like. Now there is. We're going to find out whether Virginia benefits from that at all. But again, I think there are questions about remaining about almost all these teams. So let's move back to the top. And I think that the majority of us probably put Ohio State too. It's sort of a default position at this point. But then the poll produced the result with Georgia at 3, and you have Georgia at 3. That's higher than I have Georgia at this point. I still have questions. I think some of those questions may be answered this weekend. But what was your rationale for having Georgia 3?
So to me, well, Georgia has the best win in the country. They have at Tennessee. I think this year, I can't think of one that tops that this year. Of course, there'll be many opportunities as the season goes along. Just really the way that they played, and I know they kind of got caught flat-footed, and Tennessee hopped out to a lead, and then my guy, Gunnar Stockton, brought him back. I would call him a modern-day Jared Stebranski, but that's just me.
That's interesting, yeah.
And you know me, I always like to get that Jared Zebranski reference in when I'm on the show. I'm making side bets over here, Walt. I'm collecting side bets for money. But it, really, that throw that Stockton made with the game absolutely on the line, and he had to have it, and he scored that touchdown, that was good. Now, this week, we have a little bit more film because, let's face it, the first 2 weeks, Georgia did not show anything. In the tomato cans they played, they put nothing on film. It was just slog through the game. Now that they do have something, and Kalen DeBoer and Alabama have seen Tennessee had some success doing this, that, and the other, can they replicate that? Being at home, I still have Georgia winning, but we do know Kirby Smart, and of course, most of it was against Nick Saban, doesn't have the best record versus Alabama. So, kind of, Kalen DeBoer doesn't have a good record away from Tuscaloosa. So, it's a rock and a hard place right now, you know, the immovable object type thing. But that's really, I do wish this, let me say this, I wish college football had a little bit more management, kind of like NFL from the top, because having Penn State, Oregon, and Alabama and Georgia at the exact same time, it's really like, oh man,
yeah,
you could have split these games up and just gone fed one right into the other. But I think that's a conversation for a much longer conversation for a different time. But yes, I think this weekend will provide a lot of clarity for all of us.
You know, it's interesting, this issue of putting stuff on film or not putting stuff on film. You know, Oregon has a completely different philosophy on this. Will Stein puts it all on film because he wants you to have to prepare for every single thing under the sun.
Right.
So he puts absolutely everything on film so he can bamboozle and daze you. And so it's an interesting, they're different approaches, obviously. I guess my concerns with Georgia, here's what I'll say, Jason. The last 2 years, when the whole world believed Georgia was a national title team, they were preseason number one, I never believed in them either year. I didn't. I said all year that I don't think they'll play for a national championship. This year, I put them 7 to start the year in my own personal poll, but I did allow for the fact that I thought they could win the national title this year. I thought it was conceivable, more conceivable than it was the last 2 years, because I thought at least Stockton gave him an it factor, whereas I thought Beck was a flatliner in Georgia, and I thought he was out of place. I do believe that about Stockton. My concerns about Georgia, though, at this point, I still wonder whether Gunnar Stockton is a consistent enough passer to execute Georgia's offense all year. My other concerns about Georgia is I'm concerned about their pass rush or lack thereof and how that affects the back end of their secondary, of their team in their secondary, because obviously Tennessee torched them in that regard. And I still don't know that we know what Tennessee is, and that's why I don't give that win quite as much credence as you do at this point, because I want to see more from them as well. You know, I don't know what the best win is. I mean, I think if you look at the magnitude of it, I think it was probably Florida State with a 14-point win over Alabama. Mm-hmm. But I have enormous questions about Alabama. I did not like Alabama at all preseason. I mean, I thought they were 7-5 team. I'm not a fan of this football team. I don't think they're great. But the one thing I think has changed, you know, in regard to this Georgia-Alabama game, is that we finally got to see Simpson. And Simpson has looked really good. Honestly, even in the Florida State game where nothing else looked good, he played pretty well. And he certainly has played well since then. Now, Wisconsin sucks out loud. I mean, and they diminished the value of the Alabama win over them by getting blown out by Maryland at home in Badgerland. You know, so
yeah.
I think Alabama's right where we have them. But the one concern from a Georgia standpoint is the same concern they just faced. They had trouble with Aguilar and Tennessee's receivers. Well, Simpson and Alabama, with their receiving pool, Bernard's been great. Ryan Williams has woken up. You know, this group is really talented too, and they have the potential to hurt Georgia in a similar fashion.
Yeah, I agree totally. It will be interesting. The line isn't very high. I think it, what is it, Georgia 2.5?
Yeah, 3.
That kind of,
I think it's up
volume.
Okay,
2.5, 3 right there, the number. It kind of speaks volumes to the things that you're saying. can they get a pass rush? Because Ty Simpson has looked great. I've loved him. Even in the Florida State game, you cannot even pin it, really any of the Florida State game on him.
Right.
He looked great against Wisconsin, but that's almost turning into a tomato can in and of itself.
Yep.
So this will be the test, a night game, Sanford Stadium, Athens, between the hedges. What, when the spotlight is that bright, when it's that just beaming on you, what comes into play? We've seen Ryan Williams and some of the playmakers that you alluded to make plays in the biggest moments. Now we need to see it from Ty Simpson. And on the flip side, we need to see some sort of Georgia pass rush, some sort of defensive prowess where we're going to have to start downgrading them, even if they come away from them with a victory.
You know, it is the SEC where losses count as wins, and there is that element.
Never been a bad loss.
Right.
Never a bad loss.
Right. There is that element to it, Jason. But the one thing I will say is that, in a way, at this early point in the season, this sort of feels like a loser leaves town game to me. I mean, it feels really important for Kirby. It's absolutely important for DeBoer. I mean, otherwise Alabama goes to 2-2, and then they're right what I thought they were before the year. I mean, because I don't like them in the rest of that schedule either. And I think some of the stops have gotten more difficult. Like right now, I don't think they're winning at Missouri. You know, so I think it's a really important game for both teams in terms of the direction of their season and their actual credibility. You know, Georgia benefits from a more home-friendly schedule this year. A lot of their toughest games last year were on the road. Once they got past the Neyland Stadium game, most of these games now are going to be at home. So, you know, I think that they benefit in that regard. But it sort of feels big for Kirby. He's sort of got to prove he can beat Alabama. And being at home, this is the best shot. I think Georgia needs to make this a physical game. I think they need to win a physical game, not a 40-37 shootout.
They might have that ability to win a 40-37 shootout. If, let's say, you know, you and I at the end of the night were casting our polls, Georgia won 40-37. I think I'm downgrading them a little bit because I think this type of thing is not sustainable, not in the long run.
Yeah.
We need something where they come out, just really punch you in the mouth and take control of the game. Now, they don't have to necessarily blow Alabama out for me to feel better about them, but winning a game in which you don't have to score, you know, half a hundred, that's kind of the Georgia that we, if they do that, I will feel better about them going forward.
By the way, Jason, one team in the middle of our poll that I really liked preseason that I put about right here where they are in my personal poll was Texas Tech. I think they've answered the bell in all categories so far. Obviously, Morton got hurt last week, but, you know, it didn't seem to matter. You know, that team might be better than we think. Another team in that mix, and I want to talk about Penn State, Oregon before we leave here in a second. Mm-hmm. But another team in that mix that we have is Iowa State, who we have at 13. Now, I just don't believe in this team at all. I just don't think they're very good. The Fighting Rocco Becks, I think, you know, I thought Kansas State stunk before the year. I don't even understand Kansas State. I don't know. You have a quarterback in Avery Johnson whose greatest strength is to run, and they don't want him to run. They said this in the offseason. I'm not sure I understand that strategy. I'm not sure Bill Snyder would have understood that strategy. In fact, I'm sure he's somewhere shaking his head every single game from above. But I'm not a believer in them, but I'll tell you what I do believe. Their schedule sort of sucks. I mean, the schedule might keep them afloat in this range. I guess we'll see. But let's just jump to Penn State, Oregon. I should let you go. Well, let's talk a couple minutes of this game.
Let me add one quick thing about Texas Tech. I agree with you totally. In fact, I might put – I'm sorry, my dog's going crazy. He followed me down to the studio. I might put Will Hammond's performance as he came in for Morton.
Yeah.
It might be the performance of the year. It was – so impressive.
He was terrific.
Cool as a cucumber. 16 for 19, two touchdowns, nothing. And he was in a rabid environment.
Yep.
I know people might not think that, especially, you know, casual fans per se, but he just knocked it out of the park and he wasn't rattled at all. I love that performance.
Yeah, he was absolutely terrific. And you know what else? He knew it. You know, his, you could see he had, he played with insane level of confidence. I mean, like he'd been doing it all his life. And so it's nice to know that you have two quarterbacks. I think they know that. Maybe Ole Miss knows that. Not a lot of teams in the country have two quarterbacks. And really, Morton has a round one NFL arm. So they have something going on there. I like McGuire. Obviously, there's just tremendous funding behind this program right now. But this, right. this team looks legitimate. They look more legitimate. Again, I put them in this range prior to the year, but having seen it thus far, they look more legitimate than I ever imagined. So I think they're an interesting team. Obviously, Indiana's performance last week was insane. You know, especially given the fact they had played nobody to date. I mean, their toughest opponent was Old Dominion, and they didn't look great in the Old Dominion game, but they sure looked great right. against an Illinois team that had issues, lots of issues, most notably along their offensive line. I thought they had, well, it can't be most notably because there were issues everywhere when you lose by like 100, you know. And by the way, we dumped Illinois completely, did we not? Yes, we did. We dumped them completely. I dumped them completely. Again, if you're a top 10 team, you can't be losing by like 60.
In fact, if you look at our poll, there were two biggest notable things. I think, ironically, the teams played first week of the year. We had Miami at 1, and then we had Notre Dame out of the poll. And, you know, since Chris Ash has taken over for Notre Dame on the defensive side, I would say it was a dumpster fire, but I feel like it's a slap in the face to dumpster fires everywhere. So. It's we had them out of the poll, and I was glad because, you know, we're not going on preseason polls.
All right, Jason, hold that thought. I have to take another break. I'm going to bring you back for five more minutes. We'll talk about Penn State and Oregon.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort